This is For a Better Lie.
فرمود باعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, we send our peace and blessings upon all the prophets of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially the last of them, Muhammad al-Mustafa and his progeny, and those companions who followed their path. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi, and welcome to another program of For a Better Life, here on IRIB English Radio. We were talking about psychological diseases that we can feel within ourselves. Some of us may have bad self-confidence. Some of us may have traumas. Some of us may have other psychological diseases and other hardships and difficulties in our family, in our spouse relationship. What we feel in our careers, and our job and working place, and many, many other things. These are things that we were talking about in previous programs and how we should deal with it. A psychologist by the name of Jung, he says, among all my patients in the second half of life, that is to say, over 35, there has not been one whose problem in the last resort was not that of finding a religious outlook on life. It is safe to say that every four of them fell ill because he or she had lost that which the living religions of every age have given to their followers. And none of them has been really healed who did not regain his religious outlook. Here then, the clergyman stands before a vast horizon. Instead of clergyman, we could also say the sheikh, the imam of the community. It is indeed high time for the clergyman and the psychotherapist to join forces to meet this great spiritual task. Now, this is Jung, a man who did not believe in any religion. He says this, and he admits, and he also recognizes the clergymen, the scholars of the deen, and their spiritual powers. And he says that we should join forces to help people in the modern age. In a world where materialism and individualism has taken over, skepticism and relativism has taken over, people feel a hollow or emptiness within themselves that they cannot comprehend. And all of that goes back to spirituality, dear brothers and sisters. And the main cause why people feel like that is because of our cultures, especially in the Western world, where we have the ideology of postmodernism, where no truth is realized or recognized. There is no absolute truth. Everything is relative. Even reason is not something that you can rely on. When you have this kind of ideology that prevails, that dominates in the society, then you will have these psychological diseases in our society. But the faith in Allah, in God, in Jehovah, in Brahman, whatever you want to call it, is like a relief. It helps to regulate psychic urges, which are themselves the mainspring of man's spiritual afflictions. The faith in God gives a visage of perfect beauty to life that you can only feel if you really go for it, if you attain it, you have to see it by yourself. When I say see it or feel it, I'm not talking about the physical senses. I'm talking about the spiritual seeing, the spiritual feeling.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
The faith in God gives a visage of perfect beauty to life, because when one has the conviction that everything, dear brothers and sisters, will be all right. There is a higher power that will help you. Everything ultimately will be all right. He is the all-watchful. He is Raqib. Huwa Raqib. He is the all-watchful. He sees all your difficulties and your hardships and your calamities. When one has this conviction, and the conviction that everything does not come to an end with this life, that conviction, dear brothers and sisters, creates an inner peace, serenity, tranquility, and makes us traverse the entire course of life with steadiness and moderation. Greed and false desires and false goals, which are one or many of those factors responsible for anxiety, stress, are moderated as a result of faith in God. That will help you to moderate, to manage those stress factors, those psychological stress factors that you feel within yourself, the faith in God, and observance of the moral precepts of religion, the hope of great rewards, and the fear of severe punishments make man refrain from those immoralities that prevail in our society, and avoid unreasonable and uncontrolled fondness for material things. The window shoppings, all those hours being spent for shopping when you don't even need those things. And at the end of the year, you see that your wardrobe has become filled with clothes and other tools and things that you just used once, twice, or thrice and never used anymore. This nafs of ours will never be satisfied. It just wants more and more. And that is the carnal soul. That is the nafs that you need to control. So try to avoid unreasonable and uncontrolled fondness for material things, glitter. As a result, if you do that, if we prevail as a result, a desirable and serene feeling will develop within us, worthy of man's humanity. And that feeling is brought about within our spirit. Similarly, faith in the resurrection and afterlife removes the intolerable strain induced by the idea of absolute annihilation and extinction from the human spirit. More of that, inshallah ta'ala, in the future programs. Thank you for joining us in this program of For a Better Life. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon you.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Love is all I need.
All I need. All I need.
Love is all I need.
All I need.
Love is all I need.
Love is all I need.